boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I can't remember what day of the week we were talking about this. If it was like, it wasn't yesterday, but maybe it was like the day before. We were talking about how it would be so cool if we had like sleeping pods at work.
Yeah, because you were saying that since you've been coming in an hour early so that you can take a lunch and like go on a walk, that you really felt like you needed a nap.
Mm-hmm. I'm exhausted
lazy.
Now.
I'm lazy and I just feel like I want a nap anyways. I don't need to do any physical exercising. Yeah, I stand by that. I am waiting for the sleeping pods to become a company thing.
Dude, we have room for them. And honestly, we don't need that many because I feel like everybody could schedule a specific time of day.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean? Like I get between 12 and 12:30 every day is my sleeping pod time. But I think we need another pod as well. Other than just like a sleeping one, I think we need a screaming pod. In case you're like having a bad day or you just need to let out a scream. Because honestly, like maybe it's just a Monday and the fact that it's just like a Monday could make you want to scream. I know it's a Friday, but like sometimes Mondays do that to you. Don't ask me why, but I hid myself in a closet today and I just screamed.
Oh, it worked pretty well because I didn't hear you.
You didn't hear me?
I don't think so.
I sat down. Ask Jaden. Jaden was there from the night show. I was like, hey, tell me if you can hear this. And I went into the closet. I sat on the floor and I just went.
Ah! Did it feel good?
It felt great. It was dark and everything. And nobody, I would hope nobody heard it.
Interesting. Yeah, I do think that we need to have a designated area where it is like nobody's going to judge me, but also nobody can hear me because otherwise, you know, people start to get worried. You know, the salespeople are like, what's going on with these freaks?
I know.
Why are they screaming? And I like it because then I don't have to wait to the end of the day because I feel like that's normally what your car is for.
Right.
You get in your car after a long day of work and that's where you can normally be like, I just need to let out the most murdery scream ever.
Right.
But I want to do it now sometimes.
But see, and I don't want to wait until the end of the day. I'm just frustrated because my computer was like, it's time to do an update.
No.
Right before I saved my work. So I lost my work. And that's why I needed to scream.
Yeah, fair enough. I don't know how we make this happen. It needs to be like all companies need to have this designated area.
A sleeping pod and a screaming pod.
Not next to each other, please. We need to, yeah, there's going to be some separation.
Yeah, because ain't nobody's getting sleep if it's right next to the screaming pod.
I don't want to be just like barely dozing off and waking up to that. No, thank you.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
How cool would it be if you could tell everybody that you had a FaceTime call with your favorite celebrity?
That would be the coolest thing to brag about.
Okay, well, it could be getting...
And if you're wondering, I would FaceTime Post Malone.
Obviously, we know that. But I feel like you're also the type of person... You're the type of person, too, that, like, I think any famous person that you talk to, everybody's going to know about it, whether they like it or not.
Well, yeah, I would tell everybody.
So there's a new app. I'm sure you heard of Cameo before, where you can pay however much.
And then they send you a video back.
Yes. This is kind of like
The Morning Scramble did it for, if you remember the dad in High School Musical.
Yes.
He said farewell to me on the Morning Scramble.
Amazing. So it's kind of like Cameo, but instead of like pre-recorded videos, it's a little bit different. So there's this new app called Intro where you can meet and talk to your favorite artists through video chat. So
Hold up. It's just artists, though. You don't get to like, I wouldn't get to talk to like, I'm trying to think of somebody who's not an artist.
Zac Efron.
Yeah.
As of right now, it's just musicians. And really, right now, it's a lot of rock and metal musicians. It's kind of where it's blowing up so far. Like, there's members of Guns N' Roses on there.
So, cool.
Like, big names, but maybe not necessarily, like, pop stars quite yet.
And like, no, Ariana Grande's not on there yet.
She's not. I looked. Post Malone is not on there.
Dang it.
Yet. No actors or actresses. But who knows? This could turn into something like Cameo where anybody can do it. Yeah, instead of that pre-recorded video that they just like send you over message, you get to select the artist that you want to have the conversation with. You pay whatever their rate is. And as of right now, I think it's anywhere from like $50 to $200. The artist gets to set how much it is.
The amount for Post Malone is in. I'll do whatever.
It would be insane, I'm sure. And then you get to have an actual video call with that person for a designated amount of time between 5 and 15 minutes. Again,
oh my God.
Whatever the artist sets it at. I'm sure they're like $50 for 5 minutes or whatever.
Is it just you and them? It's a private one? Okay, cool.
They set the how long it is, and you're free to talk about whatever you want with them. Does that mean that they're going to answer everything? Not necessarily. I don't know if he's going to tell you his deepest, darkest secrets. And if you want, you can invite up to 4 friends on the call. So Hold if you up. Wanted to make it a little party.
I just have ideas for this.
Okay.
I am going to find any celebrity that is single, and I'm going
to... What?
Yeah, and just start phoning them up, and then I'm going to be, or artist that's, you know, single, and then I'll start phoning them up, and then maybe, just maybe, I'll finally marry a celebrity. This is how we could, us normal people can finally marry celebrities, because they never know we exist.
That's true. And
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like you can fall in love over FaceTime, but, you know, right now, I guess the only options you have are rock stars on there.
And how old are the guys from Guns N' Roses?
They are mature.
It's the perfect time for a cat story with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
So I think we've all had those moments where our parents had to give us a funeral for our pets.
Yeah.
Or a little traumatizing.
A little bit, even if they were done as best as they could. Mm-hmm. You know, you think back to those and you're like, oh, that was so sad.
I know. Well, there's this couple who are parents who are giving some advice through TikTok. And they said, maybe wait to give one of those until you're certain of things.
Oh, no.
Here's what happened. It was around 8 p.m. one night, and they couldn't find the cat anywhere. It's a 13-year-old cat that they've had for a very long time. Couldn't find the cat anywhere. They're searching up and down around the house. They're opening all cupboards. They cannot find the cat anywhere. And mm-hmm. Here's what they ended up doing. They ended up looking up like a YouTube video, the sound of like a can opener, because you know cats come running when they hear that.
I would need to look up a video of somebody shaking a cheese bag. My cats know what shredded cheese sounds like. They love that stuff.
I'm sure you could find like a 14-hour-long video of that on like YouTube.
That's what I... yes, I totally understand. That would be my go-to if I needed it.
So they watch that. Like, they put that on repeat as they're searching. Because they're like, okay, the cat's going to come running. They think they're getting tuna. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? So they put that on repeat. Cat's still not showing up anywhere. It's 3 a.m. They've gone searching in the house from 8 p.m. until 3 a.m. They're like, the cat is nowhere to be found. We're exhausted, okay? First off, their parents. I'm sure they were almost exhausted after 10 p.m. You know what I mean? So they're like, okay, we got to go to bed. They only get about 3 hours of sleep. It's 6 a.m. They start looking again. Mm-hmm. Cat is still nowhere to be found in the house. The kids start waking up for school. Now they're asking questions. Mom and Dad, where's the cat?
Oh, jeez.
And the mom doesn't have the heart to tell the kids that, honestly, it could have been one of you. Like, maybe you guys accidentally left the door open. Cat got out.
Yeah.
Like, nobody wants to tell them it could be your fault and the cat's gone missing. So the mom decided to tell them that, because she's a 13-year-old cat, that the cat is sick and is very sick and has gone to the vet and is not going to make it home. That's what they decided
oh my
to tell the kids.
God.
They've been searching for hours.
Well, yeah,
in the
I
house,
get it, but
you know what I mean? That what they thought is the cat's gone missing, went out the door. That's
right.
What they assumed. So they decided to tell the kids this. The kids are like, you put your head down.
Well, because I feel like I know what's going to happen, but it's going to be like the second coming of the cat.
So the kids are like, okay, well, can we put on a funeral? So they're like, yeah. So they're sitting at the table. They're performing a funeral. They're giving their best and favorite memories of the cat. They're like, oh, I loved this moment with our cat. And they're going over things and they're performing the funeral. And then all of a sudden, as they're giving memories, they hear a cat. And they're like, whoa, hold up. Everybody stop crying. And I just hear a cat? So they're like, stop, put your tears away. Knock
it
off.
Oh my God, if I was a child, I'd be like, we brought it back to life.
And so, so the dad's like, wait a minute, did I just hear a cat? And so he goes to the garage, even though he has looked at the garage like six times. Uh-huh. He opens the garage door. In comes the 13-year-old cat bolting into the house.
So it's been stuck in the garage.
It's just been stuck in the garage.
Oh, geez.
So they're so excited. The 5-year-old son goes, it's a miracle. They brought the cat to life.
That's what I'm saying. They're going to grow up thinking they performed like an exorcism and the cat came back.
That was your feline fix with those girls in the afternoon. C102.9.
I feel like sometimes you know that a relationship is getting serious just by the silly little things that you become comfortable doing in front of that person. And I was trying to think about this with my current boyfriend, because I am a shy person. It takes me a long time to open up. I'm a tough one to crack. So for a long time, I'm uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
However, I would say the first time you see your partner in a state that nobody else would want to see you in, whether that be sick or hungover or whatever it be, that is a milestone.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, I feel like me when I'm like really, really sick in bed and I'm like whiny and I'm like, I can't do anything for myself, I feel like that is a milestone.
Do you also find yourself just like unattractive during that moment, maybe?
Oh, 100%.
Is that another reason why?
Yes.
Okay.
And nobody, you know, when you're like physically getting sick in a bathroom, that is a milestone.
Yep. That one.
That you're close with somebody, clearly. With that, I feel like the first time, this is for at least me as a girl, the first time that you see me without makeup on is a milestone.
100%.
That I'm comfortable.
Because it takes me a while to not want to put mascara on or fake lashes for you.
Well, yeah, because, you know, you always want to like look and feel your best, especially if you've got like breakouts going on or something. I'm going to put on a little bit of makeup. I'm trying to impress you still, so I'm going to make sure that I look my best. And then once I'm comfortable when I'm barefaced, bun in the hair and all of the things. So I feel like that is a big milestone. And then the last one is when you can like pop their zits and stuff.
Yes! One of my favorite things to do.
Or pluck their eyebrows. Because
don't you love it?
It's fun.
Oh my God.
I feel like it shows that you trust me and that you are like cool with me picking at you and being like, hey, you look cute, but you have a little zit.
No, it goes both ways, right? Because like, let's say we're dating, Taylor, right? And I'm popping your zits. Mm-hmm. You trust me to not be grossed out by your zit. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, other way around, I'm not getting grossed out by the oozing stuff that comes out of it. You know what I mean?
Like, yes.
I'm so past that. I don't even see that anymore.
Right.
I still find you sexy.
Right. Because I'm not going to do that to somebody random on the street. I'm going to be like, excuse me, I see a blackhead right there.
Can I pop it?
Not doing that.
When do you know a relationship as being or getting serious?
It doesn't have to be, I love you.
No, and it doesn't have to be, oh, we've been together for a whole year and a half, baby. No. It's when you burp in front of them. I don't know.
I'm with you. Actions sometimes speak louder than words.
Amen, sister. We actually want to know what silly milestone in a relationship show things are getting serious.
Trevor, what do you think about this?
I'd say one big milestone with an ex-girlfriend of mine, I think, is when you get to the passing gas phase. And even a step further is when you can have open conversations with the bathroom door open and you can make eye contact.
It's all in the eye contact.
Yeah, so you can like, you know, have a rec- oh, hey, where are we going to dinner tonight? But you can have that bathroom door open when you're doing your business and no one kind of, you know, is disgusted by it. I feel like that's a big milestone.
Okay, so not even just being comfortable with leaving the door open, but taking it one step further, leaving the door open and being able to hold a conversation with no one being like, can you shut that?
That's okay. That's weird for me. Cause I actually wrote that on my list of what I think are silly milestones that make a relationship serious is when I can leave the bathroom door open.
Yeah. That's definitely a vulnerable thing to do.
Yeah. But I don't want to have eye contact like Trevor. Trevor's like, let's have eye contact while I'm going number two.
Uh-huh.
And let's talk about what's on the menu tonight at dinner. I'm not doing that. That's a little too...
You'll holler, but you don't want to look.
Yeah, I'll holler. You could be in the bathroom and be like, hey, babe, I'm thinking Hardee's tonight. You know, like, fine, whatever.
Not the time.
But I do feel like that's a silly milestone for me, is having the bathroom door. Because, like, I don't know why. I have always just felt more secure with the bathroom door open. Okay. So when I can have the bathroom door in front of you open, I feel even more safe with you now and vulnerable.
Definitely. What do you think? Okay, I want to take it one step further, because Charles left a comment on Facebook. In so many words, he basically was saying, using the bathroom while your partner's in the shower. That is definitely comfortable.
I had a guy do that to me. He went number one while I was in the shower, and I think he was cool with it. I was not. I was just, it made me uncomfortable. I just let it slide, but it made me so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So I think it was a milestone for him, but just let you know, it was so uncomfy for me.
You're not going to return the favor.
I will. No.
Fair enough.
I will hold it in.
I'm with you on that. I'll find the other bathroom. Thank you.
Some other milestones I had was if I can cry in front of you, because I am an ugly crier. If you get me at my cry, there's a little bit of crying. Like if you get me, you know, but if you get me at my, if you get me at that, that's a silly milestone that I feel comfortable with you achieving.
I
agree. Because I'm ugly when I cry.
We all are. And like it's like the, like when you can't breathe, and it's just the most ugly, unattractive thing. And if I'm comfortable with letting that all out in front of you, we're serious.
And my mascara's running. Hello, baby. I love you.
Snots of flowing. Yeah, that's definitely a serious relationship.
And then farting. If I can fart in front of you, I don't want to do it often, but if I can do it, I feel you don't like that.
I know.
To do it.
There are people that are like, yeah, once I'm comfortable with you, that's a milestone.
If I don't want to do it, it's just like when your stomach hurts so bad and you're like, I got to do this. Just let me do it.
Definitely
that's
a milestone.
A silly milestone. And then another one that I really liked hitting in a relationship was when I could trust them to go buy my tampons or Midol for me.
Oh, yeah. Because if, like, mm-hmm. You know, when you're in that newer relationship, you're like, I don't really want to, like, put that on them and make them feel mm-hmm. weird. But I feel like that is a milestone, being like, I need this.
Yes.
I need you to do this for me. And it's a good test, too, to see if they are also serious about you.
I sat in the car and I was like, I don't think I can move. Can you please walk in the store and just buy the Midol for me?
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like that was a huge Midol or huge milestone for us. My milestone. See what I did there? Because like he wasn't embarrassed to buy it, so it worked out. Why are you laughing?
I don't know.
It was a blooper.
You set him in the store and he came out with the extra large Midol.
Well, 'tis the season for love, right? You know, because Valentine's Day is just around the corner. But we're also talking about how you know your relationship. Things are getting serious. It's not about the time that you've been with them, but it's about the milestones.
Yes.
The silly ones, though. Not the ones that are like, oh, we bought a house together.
Well, yeah, those are way too serious.
Oh, my God, we got a mortgage together. Well, those are cool. Those are serious, though. But we're talking about the silly ones.
Yeah.
We're being weird
the
today.
Little stuff that you're like, oh, my gosh, remember the first time that you did that? And I knew that you were, like, finally opening up to me. Mm-hmm. Those are the silly milestones that show that a relationship is getting really serious.
Yes. But I thought of another one.
Okay.
When, when you can get intimate with them and you don't need to no longer shave your legs to impress them.
Oh.
Because you know they already find you a 10 out of 10, but you don't need to shave your legs anymore.
Yeah, I would say that in general. Like if you're like wearing shorts to bed and you're like, I know that my legs are prickly and they're going to scratch you.
Yeah, and you're like, you know what? I don't even care if you
this
are
is what
sleeping
you
next
for.
To a cactus tonight, you still find me cute. That's a milestone right there.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
And I love that. I love when we hit that milestone. That's probably my favorite milestone to hit, is when I no longer have to buy a razor anymore. No, I'll still buy it. Don't worry.
I feel like if anything, being lazy like that, when you're cool with my hair, when I feel like I don't have to wash my hair every time.
Yes.
When I'm cool with my hair looking a little greasy and I know that you're still going to love me or whatever.
Yes.
That means we're getting serious.
Mm-hmm.
It's stupid. It's silly.
Love me at my greasy cactusness.
Oh, my greasiest and my prickliest. Ew.
I don't know. Call me like the hopeless romantic or something. But like when I'm dating somebody, which not, but like I want us to be besties. You know, like I am dating you because like obviously I want to marry you one day, but like you're my best friend at the end of the day too. And when I'm best friends with somebody, I want to be silly around you and mm-hmm. I want to be comfortable around you.
100%. That I feel like is kind of the point of being in a right. relationship.
I don't want to be uncomfortable and I can't be my natural self around you for like 15 years and that's how long we've been together.
Yeah.
If
you don't love me for me, then you don't get me at all.
Exactly.
Is that how that quote goes?
I don't know.
Sometimes it's those silly milestones in your relationship that really show that things are getting serious. Isaac, what's that for you?
For me, naturally I have a unibrow, so it's whenever I stop, like, plucking my unibrow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of like you said, shaving
exactly.
your legs.
100%. When you can just start being who you are, that's a good milestone.
No judgment. You know they're still going to love you.
Exactly.
Jenny, what silly milestone shows that you are getting serious?
So when I was dating a boyfriend we were like a half a year in. I was very, very sick. I think I had like the 24-hour flu. And let's just say one thing led to another, and I had an accident in my pants. And he was so sweet to grab me a new fresh pair of underwear. And so I think right there, you knew he was in it for the long run.
You know, if you mm-hmm. are humiliated, you're embarrassed, and
yes.
they handle it like a champ, it's serious.
Yeah, 100%. If I can go up to you and be... like, this just happened. This is super awkward. Please don't laugh at me or don't judge me.
Please help me, though. And they just
they
do
are
it.
The one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Marry that man. Brittany.
Or woman.
Yeah, whatever. Brittany, what do you think about this?
Leaving them home alone in my house.
Oh.
That way I can trust you. I know you're not going to go through the cupboards. And if you do, at that point, I don't care because the level of trust is on point.
Yeah. Like, I don't, you know what? Even if you did go through the cupboards, you know what? You've seen, I don't even care if you see the medication because I trust you so much.
Yeah. Whatever's in the cupboards, like, I don't care. I trust you to be in my house.
I like
that. That's good.
And I would even add another milestone is when you trust him to give him a key.
That's what I was going to say. The first time you're like, here's a key.
Yes.
You can get there before mm-hmm. I'm off work
yep.
and I'll see you there. And you trust them not to, like, I don't know, ransack the place.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
My favorite thing to come out of TikTok last year was absolutely girl math.
Oh, I love girl math.
It made me feel seen. It made me understand why I have such a twisted way of thinking about mm-hmm. money and such. And now we are very early into 2024, and now we have girl language.
Oh, if it's as good as girl math, it's going to be my new favorite thing.
It's pretty good. And honestly, guys, if you are looking for a lady, you should listen up because
yeah.
this is going to help you a lot.
Cool.
The premise of girl language is kind of the things we actually say versus what we really mean when we say it.
Yes.
'Cause, you know, that's kind of the beauty of being a girl is you say something and you expect them to decode it. So
yes.
This girl that's gone viral for this, I kind of want to go through a couple of her big ones just to see if you agree and to, again, give the people what they need.
Yes. Okay, I'm here for it. Let's go.
Number one, if we ask if you're hungry, it really means...
We're hungry, baby.
Oh
my God. Yes. Same thing with, I would say with, if I'm asking you if you're cold, it's because I'm cold.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
And when we say, oh, are you hungry? We want you to say you're hungry too.
Yes.
And we want you to be like, should
yes.
we get food?
Yes.
I don't
yes,
know
yes,
why
yes.
we do that.
Yes.
But we do it. If I'm like, oh, are you hungry? And you're like, no, then I'm definitely not going to be like, oh, actually, I was hungry. So just say, you're hungry. That's what we're looking for
mm-hmm.
out of that answer.
And if I say I don't want fries, I do want fries.
Definitely want some fries.
So why don't you just go ahead and get me some fries?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's always the fries. The second one she talked about is if we say, oh, if you really want to, it means we don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
But if you really do want to, I'll do it with you because you really want to. But I don't really want to. My like
yeah.
best example of this is like, I think it was New Year's. My boyfriend was like, I really want to go to Des Moines and like go out with my friends there for New Year's Eve. And I was like, if you really want to, I will. But that's me saying,
I don't
want to. Please don't.
For the love of God.
But I'll do it if you want to do it. But if you ask me if I want to do it, I don't want to do it. Are you following?
No, 100%. That is girl language right there. Please follow along. Take notes.
Take notes because you're going to need to. And then the last one she said is if girls say, no, it's okay. You don't have to. We mean, please do it. I'm not going to ask you to do it. And yeah, it's okay. But I really would appreciate if you would do it for me. Like if a guy sees, I don't know, flowers on Instagram and he's like, oh, I really should get you flowers. Her response would be, no, it's okay. You don't have to.
No, you do.
That's her
you
being do. Like, no. Well, no, I'm not going to tell you to, but I would actually really like that.
I would
that.
Really like it, please. Yeah, no, so, no. I'm going to, can you read that one for me one more time?
Yeah, if we say, no, it's okay. You don't have to. We mean, please do it.
Just, no, it's okay. Or no, it's fine too. I would say, no, it's fine. It's not fine.
Uh-huh.
Nothing is fine. I am not fine. I am actually very upset with you.
I'm stressed out about this thing.
I am sad. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if I say it's fine, deep down, it is not fine.
Mm-hmm.
And also stop asking me, but go get me chocolate or something because everything is not okay.
Yeah.
Or the French fries that I didn't say I wanted that I really truly wanted. And I'm going to add one more. I'm fine.
I feel like this is kind of case to case.
Which just kind of goes
scenario.
With the, no, it's fine. I'm fine. I'm not fine.
It normally means, I don't know, I feel like it depends, that one kind of depends who you're talking to. When I say I'm fine, I'm probably not fine, but I don't want to talk about it. If I just say right. I'm fine, that means know that I'm not, but don't ask me any more questions right now.
Right.
Try again later.
Exactly. And if I say, like, if we're talking about like, oh, if you're like, ask me what I want for dinner and I'm like, I don't care. I do care.
Yeah.
Or I want you to care. I most likely want pasta.
Oh, easy. See, and they say women are difficult.
Right. Take some notes. It's not that hard.
It's not that bad.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
If you've been kind of sad on the dating apps and like I've been trying everything. Swiping for 6 hours a day. First off, your thumb's probably hurt.
You should take a break.
You should take a break. Maybe only do it for 5 hours a day. I've got a hack for you. This girl on TikTok says it is the perfect one to get a date in 2024. I think it's such a good hack that maybe it could get you a date for Valentine's Day. Like, I really think this could do some wonders.
That's very confident. All right.
Dude, okay, let me tell you about it. So she uses this mostly on Hinge. Because what's nice about Hinge, and I know, Taylor, you're not going to know because you're not on the dating apps. Obviously, like on Bumble and Hinge, you can give a little bit of a bio and stuff.
Yeah.
More on Bumble, you can give a bio like I'm 6'2 and I like movies and long walks on the beach and stuff like that. That's not what my
sounds
bio
sounds like a winner.
That's not my bio in case you're wondering. But on like Hinge, it's more like questions and then I would respond to
it. Yeah, like prompts.
Exactly. Like, Taylor, what's your ideal date? And then you would respond to that.
Feed me.
Period. That's all you need to do for her. So it's things like that. So for her, she said you need to respond to the prompt on Hinge, which is the best way to ask me out is by.
Oh, yeah. Like slide in the DMs or
right.
Write me a letter. I don't know.
See, and I would probably say something like hit me with a what are those? What am I blinking?
Pickup line?
Thank you. I was like, why am I blinking what those are called? A pickup line.
Clearly nobody hasn't used any in a minute.
Girl, I had
get
not
on it, men.
Hit me with a pickup line. I love them. They're cheesy and I love them. Okay, so she wants you to do that one. The best way to ask me out is by, and then, and you can use this because this is what she says you can do. You fill out the rest, which would say sending me a date proposal to my dating email. So you're going to need to send a dating email up. Like Taylor... dating email at gmail.com.
I would like Taylor After Dark, please. At gmail.com.
I like that one.
It's mysterious.
Yeah, it is. Hers is Nat's dating email at gmail.com. Okay. She put it out there, so I mean.
So you make a separate email account.
Yeah,
because
I wouldn't put
dating.
Your business one.
Well, definitely not.
We ain't putting those girls at KZIA on there.
Do not do that. I don't care how desperate you get. I do not need to be part of that. Please.
Can you imagine you open our email and it's like, I would like to ask Destiny out. And Taylor's like, what the heck? I just clicked in on a Monday.
back. Just know if you send us that, I will read it on the radio. And there is no anonymous options. Don't do that. Destiny will make a dating
I will. Gmail. I'll make a separate email. You can email me there. Do not email me at those girls. Please don't. Okay, so then, so after you give the email, she says bonus for creativity.
Ooh, okay.
Must attach photo. That way she knows who you are on Hinge and stuff, because she's not going to know who you are.
Line it up.
And then, you know, sincerely, Destiny. So you have to, if the person is extremely interested in, her name is Natalie, if they're extremely interested in her, they have to go the extra mile by emailing her a dating proposal.
But she doesn't give an outline. She doesn't give a document or anything. It's kind of up to you.
Yeah. So she says she's gotten all sorts of things. She's gotten a PowerPoint presentation.
I would actually really appreciate that.
Right?
I love
a good PowerPoint.
In itself, her asking for a dating proposal is kind of like a test to weed out the ones that maybe don't care to like put in an extra effort.
100%.
So if you send something at all, I feel like you're immediately above the rest.
Mm-hmm.
But who, like, you could get, I don't know, a podcast. What if they recorded a podcast episode and sent it to you?
Oh my God, that would be so romantic.
There's so many options.
She's got a PowerPoint presentation before. She's gotten a full-on, like, resume.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
For her and stuff. Like, I think it's really, really cool. What I love about it is that it's requiring people to actually read her profile. Because if you just go ahead and send her a like, she's not going to see that. She wants you to email her. I do the same thing on my Hinge. My Hinge, I can tell whether or not you actually read it, because I have like one prompt and it says something like, oh, my biggest fear is telling people my phobia or something. And if you scroll down, I tell you my phobia.
Oh, so if they slide in with, oh, what's your phobia? They didn't even
You didn't
look.
Read my profile. So this requires them to actually read the profile and then put in some work to tell you what kind of date you're going to go on. I love it.
I really like, for some reason, getting like a Word document.
That sounds sexy.
To
I don't
ask
know why.
Me on a date, as long as there's no Comic Sans, then it's going to the trash.
Well, the new thing on Hinge, if this goes viral, may be that you have to send a dating proposal to go out with somebody. Because that's what this one girl does on TikTok, and she says it has helped her dating life tremendously. So I gave you the hack. Feel free to use it this weekend if you're updating your little Hinge profile.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, though, she doesn't really give anybody like prompts of like things that they need to put on their dating proposal for her.
Yeah, which I don't think is a bad thing. It gives room for creativity.
But there are things that I think we do need to put on there so that everybody is just clear and we understand how the date's going to go before we walk into that date.
Well, yeah, because I'm thinking if I was asking for dating proposals, you got to send it to me for me to even consider going out on a date with you. There's some things that I would want you to include in it. Obviously, just, you know, your personality and all of those things. But on top of that, you know, if we are proposing that we go on a date, I would love for you to include what you expect the paying situation to be.
That would be so cool if that was like a thing that we started doing.
I don't care either way. If you want to pay for all of it, awesome. If you want to split it, also awesome.
Right.
But I hate that weird limbo moment where you pull out your card and I pull out my card and you're like, no, you don't worry about it. Because I'm like, are you serious? Or are you saying that to be nice?
No, 100%.
So I'd rather just know going into it.
And I don't want the waiter or the waitress just to hand you something because they assume you're going to pay.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're stuck with it when maybe you wanted us to split it. It'd be so nice if this should just be a thing in general.
Well, but I like
to talk about this beforehand.
If it is part of the proposal, there's so many other things included that we don't have to have the awkward conversation. You just say what you are expecting because you're the one that's asking me on a date. I'm going to pay for it all. Don't fight me on it. Then I'm not even going to bring it up because you 100%. Put it in the proposal and I'd rather talk about other things.
100%. What for me, though, like when I'm on a date, I don't like to just have the small, hey, like, what do you do for a living? Mm-hmm. What's your favorite color? Favorite candy bar? Something like that. Like, I like to get deep real quick. That's just who I am as a person.
Mm.
Like, I like real deep conversations. I tend to trauma dump.
Do you?
I do. Even Taylor gets trauma dumped from me all the time. But I do. I tend to do these right away on dates. So I want to know, like, how deep we talking?
Yeah. Are we working through our past relationships? Are you going to ask me why my last relationship ended?
Right. Or exactly.
Is this going to be a pretty casual? It would just be nice to have a little bit of a gauge.
Right. Because I want to know if I should bring up past or not. Exactly.
Right. Or are we just taking our time getting in to know each other? I would
or
also
are we just talking about our favorite colors?
Yeah, that's fine. Let me know in the proposal, please.
Mm-hmm.
I'd also like to know, are you going to ask me to hang out after this dinner or whatever out doing?
Yes.
Because, you know, sometimes like it goes really well and you're like, OK, I want to end it there before it gets to be too extra. Or, oh, yeah, I really hope that he asked me to hang out afterwards. I would rather you kind of like lay that out in the proposal. Like, we're going to go to the dinner. And then if it goes well, I am going to ask you to come over to my place to hang out even longer. Beyond that, I want to know if you're going to ask me to sleep over. I would much rather plan for it.
I would like to bring my toothbrush.
Let me plan for
it. I get dragon breath in the morning.
Yeah, I wear contacts. Okay, and
yes.
I got to take them out when I sleep. I want to know if I need to pack a contact lens holder. Call me crazy, but you know, it's already a stressful situation, so we might as well lay it out there like, hey, if this goes well, I'll ask you to hang out. And if that is still going well, then I'm going to ask you to sleep over. I'd rather know that's on your mind already.
Yes, because I can pack my pajamas too.
Mm-hmm.
That would be nice. I personally would like to know, are you a kisser on the first date? Because I still haven't, and I've told you this before, I haven't decided if I like a first kiss. Or if I like a kiss on the first date or not. I haven't decided yet. So I would like to know, do you like a kiss on the first date? Are you expecting it from me? And will I be getting one on the first date or not? Because sometimes for me, because you know me, I'm an overthinker, right? So I'm over here like, he didn't kiss me on the first date. He don't even like me.
Right.
But maybe he's just not a kisser on the first date. Or maybe he was trying to be respectful. But over here, I'm thinking, he don't even like me. So I just need to know where we're at. That would be nice.
Lay it out in the proposal.
Mm-hmm. When you're telling me we're going to Chuck E. Cheese. That'd be awesome.
Is that where we've been going this whole time?
Well, wouldn't that be awesome as a first date?
Maybe for you.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.